KSCU Santa Clara presents. Two nerds answering the call to become KSCU DJs. Join them now on this incredible journey.
It's a trap!
Robot at night.
Great Scott!
New powers rising!
I got a bad feeling about this.
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
There is no escape.
You will be assimilated.
What we do, it is useless to resist.
Resistance is futile.
You will be deleted.
Exterminate!
Prepare for battle!
Exterminate!
It's a manhouse! A
manhouse!
We're doomed.
Right, it's time for the news.
Dun, da, 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 dun.
The news.
I found this story about Dr. Conrad Murray, who has been found guilty of involuntary manslaughter in the death of Michael Jackson. That happened today, apparently. And after a 6-week trial with more than 49 witnesses and 300 pieces of evidence, they have concluded that Mr. Murray was indeed guilty of involuntary manslaughter, of giving Michael Jackson the lethal dose that of anesthetic propofol. I wish they would make these names in English rather than in Latin. That would make life a lot easier.
what do you think they should call it?
I don't know what the I'm not a doctor. I don't name these things, but in this case it would be the not good to take too much of pill.
that sounds all right, I guess. I might be a little confusing.
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, wait, which one is that? Which one am I not supposed to take? And then, you know, they might have to add like, not supposed to take A, not supposed to take B, C.
True enough. But not to make too light of the situation, it is,
oh no, it's hilarious. Oh, manslaughter. Whoo.
No. The situation is coming to a close on that particular front, and hopefully that will bring some closure to the family, to all those involved. What's next on our agenda for the...
Well, I have something not quite as dark, but I don't think the kids that this happened to particularly liked it either.
Okay.
Although it does have a good outcome.
All right, it ends well. That's always good.
I got this story from MSN. This year's Halloween was not a happy time for two young trick-or-treaters in Salem, Oregon. After 5 hours of collecting candy, the brother and sister team was robbed of their bounty by a group of older boys. Can you believe that?
That is uncalled for.
That's despicable.
You're despicable.
But thanks to a local stranger who saw a Craigslist ad about the incident. So see, there you go. Craigslist isn't just about finding sex.
Duh.
The kids wound up getting a pile of sweets anyway.
Woohoo!
The Statesman Journal reports that a 13-year-old Michael Harper and his 10-year-old sister, Michelle, received a very special delivery on Thursday. A police officer brought 10 pounds of candy as well as cash for next year's Halloween costumes to their Northeast Salem home.
Wow.
The candy and money was supposedly donated after an anonymous stranger noticed that one of the kids' family members posted a warning about the candy robbery on Craigslist. the teenage boys who snatched the kids' candy, one of whom punched Michael in the ribs during the crime, do not appear to have been apprehended yet, unfortunately.
No, that's too bad. That's too bad, because that is not good social behavior.
No. But police do say that they could face second or third degree robbery charges when that happens. So look at them. Look at those boys.
Yeah, and remember, folks, don't steal candy from children. It's just not cool.
Babies, yes, but children, nah.
Because they can fight back. No.
Babies, they can't fight back. That's easy. And then they start crying, and that's just fun.
Indeed, indeed. Wait, no, that's horrible. What's wrong with you?
Sure. You know you like it. How many babies' candies have you stolen, Caleb?
None. None that I'm going to admit to anyways.
Ooh.
Dun, dun, dun.
I think there's something there, folks. I think there's something there.
No, there's not.
All right, what do we have next?
Well, this one comes and is an international story, kind of another human interest sort of story. Over in Pizzo Calabro, Italy, the crime syndicates, the mob, is, well, very prolific for a polite way of saying things.
Okay.
But they are not so all-powerful as to undo the strong spine of one Filippo Calippo.
All right, Filippo.
Yes, he is one of Southern Italy's most successful businessmen. He runs a hotel, and let's see. He owns Pisa area ice cream. He owns an ice cream company, which is known for has a worldwide export. He owns a luxury health spa in the Mediterranean. He owns a volleyball team.
Dang!
And his biggest claim to fame, I believe, his most, like, one of his other things is he owns one of the oldest.
Like what the people, when they see him in the street, hey, that's the guy who owns the.
Yeah, he owns a fish market.
Oh, okay.
One of the 100-year-old tuna company. So,
been in
his family for 100 years. But anyway, you know, he and his family have decided that they're not going to succumb to the draw of pure profit.
We're not gonna take it. I don't know. That popped in my head instantly that you said that. It doesn't relate to it at all, but I'm sorry.
Go ahead. It's okay. But anyway, he and his family have decided that they're not going to take any money from the mob or do any smuggling or any of the other activities. And he is, like, so clean that when, like, a group that oversees, like, the all the different fisheries in the area, when the board of that group got got arrested for being involved with the mob, they asked him to run the consortium because they knew he was not corruptible by the mob. So it basically the story's over on Yahoo. There'll be links on our webpage. That it's just a really interesting, like, you know, story of how one man makes a difference, and he doesn't have any bodyguards. He drives his own car. If the mob wanted to take him out, they could, but he's still standing up strong for himself and for the people in the world that just can't hold their heads up like that.
So see, you too can be a hero, and you don't need gadgets or superpowers or any of that stuff.
You just need a strong spine.
And hopefully not a crazy wife like this lady.
Oh.
And this story here, right, that I got from the NBC News. A woman is accused of calling the Port Authority police and threatening to blow up planes. Get this. Because she was upset her husband worked nights, according to a report from the Lee County Port Authority police.
Uh-huh.
You believe that?
So she wanted to... she threatened to blow up... the airport because...
She says, according to the report, Soraya Evede Belignaga. Oh, yeah, I forgot. I should preference this. I mispronounced the names to protect the people. Yes. Yes. That's why I mispronounced them.
It's an excellent cover.
Yes.
I mean, no, that's a true story.
Yes, yes, it's never not a cover. Called the Port Authority police from her cell phone and stated she did not want her husband working late at night because she did not like being home alone. While speaking with the dispatcher, Belignaging became upset the police wouldn't assist her with her husband's schedule. She said, "Okay, I blow up. I blow up 10 planes." Then hung up, report said. When she spoke with the sergeant, Belignaging denied making the bomb threat, report said. "It's shocking to me to hear that," said neighbor Boswell Grant. "I didn't know what to think." Belignaging's husband took her to the Port Authority offices, and she said she did call the police, but that she was only advising them of the 2006 incident in the United Kingdom in reference to bombs, report said. So, yeah, it's probably a good thing that that, crap, what was that guy's name? Pete.
Filippo.
Filippo doesn't have a crazy wife like, Serena Veda Belignaga.
Yeah, that would be bad. Yeah, because that could definitely put a cramp on one's style. But speaking of things that are somewhat unbelievable,
yeah, oh, do tell.
Have you heard of a black hole?
A black hole.
Yes.
Okay, I want to say that was a really cool old Disney movie with like robots and stuff.
Yes. Yeah, there was a movie called Black Hole, which is actually supposedly going to be remade sometime in the near future.
Pretty cool. Yeah. They did it right.
Same guy that did Tron Legacy.
Oh.
Well, I mean, depending on how you feel about Tron Legacy, it's a good or bad thing. Anyways.
Well, visually it was cool, but yes. Hopefully he's not doing the story.
Yeah, well, I don't think it...
Anyways.
that doesn't relate directly to anything we're talking about, exactly. Other than the name is the same.
And it has robots in it.
Yes. Very cool robots. Whenever I hear black hole, I'm most tempted to quote Red Dwarf. Well, see, the thing about space is it's rather black. And the thing about black holes as well, they're also black. So obviously you found five black holes all of a sudden. Yeah. Anyways. If Holly was actually in the world today, not in the world of the future, there might actually have been a chance that he could spot those black holes a little bit farther away, because the Hubble telescope believes to have the astronomers believe they have captured an image of the disk surrounding a black hole. So you can see the light and the dust being slowly surrounding the black hole the picture. It's just a really cool picture from Wired. Let's see. It's a very cool science story. I love astronomy. And I'm going to be sad when the Hubble telescope is finally decommissioned.
Yeah.
It's brought us so many cool pictures from space.
I know. It's sad just to see the whole space program just being slowly... gutted and killed and just man, we need that stuff.
Yeah, I think it will live on in if the unmanned program actually takes off with any degree of success. I think that we will be following after it not too long in the future. So that'll be good. I think I wouldn't mind hanging out in space for a while. I don't know if I'd want to live out there, but well, of course, if you're in free fall, you'd be hanging out in space.
Ooh. Yeah. Ooh, hello. Oh, remember though the famous words. There's no screaming in space.
Oh, in space, no one can hear you.
Dang,
scream.
Dang it! That's what it was. I screwed it up.
Yes, yes. Good old Alien.
Oh yeah.
Alrighty. So what's next? Or
well, that's I'd say we wrap up this this regular news thing with this final little story here. Mm-hmm. Talking about Movember.
Was that where you go out hunting moles?
Not exactly.
Mole, 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 mole.
I don't get it. But what is I was just teasing you there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Don't do that again. What Movember is, mm-hmm. is what you're supposed to do is on the 1st of November, which is kind of past a little bit by now, but it's not too late.
Right.
You're supposed to shave your face completely clean shaven.
Right.
And then you start to grow a mustache.
Okay.
Just a mustache, not a beard. You can do like a Fu Manchu. You just mm-hmm. can't have any like connection with the chin. Like it can't become a goatee or,
okay.
you know, it's got to be just like the old porn stash or, you know, just
the handlebar.
Yeah, that or, you know, Magnum PI, all those ones. Just you grow that for the month of November, and it's supposed to be, since chicks have breast cancer for October,
right.
which, you know, is important because boobies are cool.
Save the boobies.
Save the boobies. But now it's the guy's turn. In November is for men's health, for things like prostate cancer, things like that.
Okay,
so
okay.
it's just to raise awareness and, you know, get some money. So there's, if you just look up Movember and you can Google it, and there's a bunch of teams, a bunch of people doing it. I mean, you could do it yourself and have people sponsor you, and just, you know, it's just a way to raise awareness for men, because a lot of times men's issues don't get addressed as much, you know,
in the public eye.
In the public eye. I mean, not trying to say other ones that do aren't important. It's just, you know, it's our way to, you know,
to also say, hey, we have things that go wrong also.
Yeah. So,
right
so
on.
Yeah, you know, just Movember, check it out. If you don't want to participate, I'm sort of participating in it. I'm going to see if this mustache becomes incredibly stupid. I may end up just shaving it and then just like also donating, but I'm gonna let it grow and just see what happens. I mean, it's just a month, so
yeah, there you go.
Why not? But
yeah, it makes me envious of all you people that actually can grow mustaches. Mine's a patchy mess of,
yeah, see, I'm not really sure about mine. I don't know if it starts to do, you know, get all patchy, I'm right. just gonna shave it, but I guess we'll find out. But
yeah, no time like the present, right?
Oh yeah, and I think now we got a little.
Yeah, so now we need to raise awareness of something else.
A little PSA.
Yes. So, is your phone smart? Is your phone a smart aleck? Wait, no. Is it just smart? Does your phone possess futuristic alien technology?
The future.
If it does, you can use your phone to tune in to KSU subliminal messages. The secret is to download a Shoutcast compatible application from shoutcast.com or tunewiki.com. Then you can search for, locate, and decode our signals. Prepare yourself for KSU world domination. We will rule.
Yes, download it now. You know what, Caleb?
What?
You know what time it is?
It's,
frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
That's right. This is the segment where we talk about a few things that, frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn about, and I don't understand why a bunch of people do.
So it's like trending topics on Twitter.
Exactly. And the first thing is, Caleb, is Justin Bieber a dad? Do I give a damn?
The answer to that question, no.
You are correct, sir. And no one else should. Okay, maybe if you're like an 11 or 13-year-old girl, maybe this has some relevance to you. But above that, if this is highly important to you, you need to check yourself. I'm sorry, I don't mean to be mean, but if that like is something that you just can't, you know, sleep over, oh my gosh, is Justin Bieber a dad? But did he impregnate that girl? And oh, it's Justin Bieber. I don't care. And you shouldn't either. I'm
no,
sorry.
Unless you're a believer, you just shouldn't care.
Oh, that's it. I should fire you for saying that.
What?
Don't bring that in here.
All right, yeah. All right. From the other realm of thing of similar levels, is Jessica Simpson pregnant?
I don't give a damn if she is or not. Really, people, I mean, who cares if a celebrity is pregnant or not? I mean, I don't.
Does it affect our lives?
Yeah, why does it? Are we gonna
meet this child? Are we gonna hold it and get feet at a bottle and say, "Oh, look at it! It has your eyes."
Exactly, and just the, like, and then these celebrities can get like millions of dollars for their baby pictures and stuff. And okay, don't get me wrong, babies are cute. It's fine. Hey, have your baby. But when it starts blocking important issues like how the economy is in a crapper and just people are dying, and there's just way more important things out there.
Mm-hmm.
When stories like these block
rise
those
to the top, yeah.
Yeah, that's when I get mad, and I'm just like, oh
yeah.
Why?
They're fine to fine to throw in if you want a little human interest, kind of a little fluff at the end of the news, but it shouldn't be your leading topic.
Yeah, it should just be like, oh, Jessica Simpson might be pregnant, and moving on.
Mm-hmm.
It shouldn't be like a whole hour of, when did she get pregnant? Well, bring on the pundits. Well, you see, if you analyze this photo from a month ago, you can see the baby bump is only in here. And then if you analyze 3 months later, the hidden Pythagorean theorem of the baby bump is not there. this is crazy. I don't care.
Too much.
Just like Kim Kardashian and her. On again, off again. Will they maybe rekindle from their divorce of, I think, like 72 days or something like that?
Yeah.
And here they got like millions of dollars for that whole wedding thing, and they get divorced after 72 days.
They didn't even try.
I know. What has happened to marriage? It's like there are people out there who can't get married that want to get married, and then there are people like
Kim and
her husband who just abuse it. Yeah, they abuse, and it's not just her. There are a bunch of other people that just abuse their ability and their
the right to be married.
Yeah,
to call themselves married.
Yeah, it's just it's not right.
This is one of those things that degrades the institution of marriage more than almost anything else I can think of.
I totally and completely agree. And before my head explodes, I think we should probably play a tune. What do you think, Caleb?
Sounds like a good plan.
All right. We've got... what's that band? I think they begin with a K.
Yes. Kasabian.
Ooh.
The track is called Rewired.
Rewired. All right. Well, you're listening to Robots Attack. Listen to Robots Attack. Volunteer to help seniors. The U.S. Administration on Aging is looking for volunteers to assist older adults. Volunteers deliver meals, give rides to medical appointments, and visit with isolated seniors. Many opportunities are available. More information is available by calling 800-677-1116. And now... And now, it's time for Caleb's Corner.
Hello, everyone. Yes, we're in my little section where I talk about things that I find particularly interesting, and hopefully you do too, but they're sort of more focused on stuff that is not quite so general. For example, I'm going to lead off with something that most of you probably don't even think about. Font families. That's right.
I think about fonts all the time.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm always like, hey, you know about that font, man. I love the fonts every day.
Really, Mr. Walken? You're into the fonts?
You know I love the fonts, man. You know, when I was the governor, I was trying to come up with the Schwarzenegger font.
Uh-huh. Yes. No, the specifically, there's a wonderful article over on fastcodesign.com, links later, that talks about their eight worst fonts that you can imagine. They at the beginning talk about some of the more generalized ones that people dislike, but I particularly was fond of the fact that number four on their list was Papyrus. And I love the little, each one has a little example text kind of showing what it looks like. And,
okay.
And I loved it for this one. It's like, in Avatar, the Na'vi were so ancient and wise that their words were always in
Papyrus.
Now,
you're like a baby who doesn't know his papyrus yet.
Go back.
Go learn your papyrus.
Oh, man. I was so disappointed when that particular feature showed up in the movie. I'm like, what? Really? Papyrus? You paid how many millions of dollars to make this silly movie, and you couldn't hire an intern like to design you a font that would look... Now, to be fair, Papyrus is not the most worst font ever, but it's just like it's in that movie. It's like they were like scrolling through their Microsoft Word document list, font list, going, what do we got? Helvetica? Nah, it's overdone. No. Times New Roman? Oh, horrible.
Yeah. Wait, did they have any of these in Star Trek or Star Wars?
No, they did not.
Well, then we'll do it.
We'll use this one. We'll Papyrus. And it's just like, really? Really?
Papyrus.
Papyrus. Yeah. The rest of the article is pretty fun too. I have to agree with their number one worst font is the new 2012 Olympic font. It's pretty ugly. Pretty fugly. Yeah. It's a nice article, kind of like explaining sort of a little more background about why people dislike these fonts more than just like it's ugly or like brush script number five brush script. I love the text. Why does my computer come with brush script? Oh, right. This is MS Word. Like, no one writes like this font. It's not even, it's bad. But it's a good article. You should all give it a read if you have any design flair. Like, you've been given the task of writing the company newsletter. Check that article out so you know not to use any of those fonts. And remember, three fonts or less for any design project.
See, good tip. See, you learned some good things here on Robots Attack.
Yes.
What else do we have in your corner?
All righty. Have you heard of DARPA?
Yes.
DARPA. It's
remind me again. Just
they're kind of a military think tank.
Yeah. I'm sure I've heard it in a movie.
Yes, probably. They're known for the DARPA Challenge, which was a land-based, fully autonomous vehicle.
Oh, okay.
They've done two of those now. One of them was open land in the desert, kind of with like sort of like Humvees and stuff like that.
Okay.
And then the next level of that competition is the interior city. So like, you know, within a city, like automatic driving cars kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
Right. Well, basically what DARPA does is they kind of think outside the box. They're told to come up with something really cool and find a way to make it work. Like another thing they're working on is planes that go Mach 20.
Whoa.
Yes. It's pretty awesome. But currently they're
you know, they have a razor that's like the Mach.
Mach 3?
3. Do you think it really goes Mach 3?
Only if you throw it fast enough from an airplane.
I sometimes pondered that.
Does it really go Mach 3? There's no more up or down. No. But DARPA is also kind of, since they're a research group, they often also deal with things like security. So they recently put out the challenge to the hacker community to take down to attack the Defense Department and try and find all the holes in their systems so they can patch them and make themselves much more secure. And just kind of interesting change of pace. Like, yes, you out there, all of you weirdo, all you people, they're not weirdos, but all you people out there that would normally like to take down the government, we are actually trying to help you. It's not all doom and gloom, thievery and politics.
Yeah.
There is actual science going on here that's good for everyone. Help us out and attack our servers.
Yeah.
That's something you hear from a government agency every day.
Yeah. Come on, bring it.
Yeah, so they've got a couple of groups that are fairly well known in the security communities to try and take them on. A cool article about that over on the Danger Room blog at Wired. And gonna do a quick closeout for this. Gonna talk about a little thing called the Nook. Have you heard of the Nook?
The Nook, that's Barnes & Noble's tablet, right?
Yes. And they've just recently gone from it being just an e-reader into an actual tablet. So it's more in line with a Kindle Fire and the iPad.
Oh, okay.
Because before, like, it had tablet abilities, but they were like kind of locked down, hidden away. You had to unlock your device before you could do any of the cooler stuff. Well, now they've
I think its biggest thing, at least versus the Kindle, was like they had the color version,
yes,
right? The Nook color and stuff. So
yeah, it's like they took the Nook color and they said, this is good, we can make it better, and this kind of like upped its things. And
I just totally pictured the $6 million man thing. You know, they're all standing over there. We can rebuild it. We can make it better,
faster, stronger. We have the technology.
No, 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 no. That's turning like a book page. No, 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 book page turn. No, 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 no.
You can tell it's going super fast because it's going super slow. But yeah, that's they're launching a new tab. They're actually launching the tablet itself. Gonna be a competitor with all the other tablets, and I think it might have a shot at actually holding its own, because it's got an ecosystem around it already, and you know, it's not going to be the iPad, but it's not trying to be, and I think that will be one of its selling points.
So it's probably trying to compete more with like the Fire, you think? Is that
the Fire is probably its most direct competition, but
okay.
They're kind of like it's that you wanted an iPad but you can't afford it.
40, yeah.
This thing will be I think like 250 or less. Okay. So yeah, 249. So
it can do a fair amount of things, but you know, not as much stuff as the iPad 2. And
yeah, it's that it does 90% kind of thing. So it's worth a look. The Nooks are actually a really good thing.
Okay.
Even the e-ink one is good as an excellent book reader. So,
oh, okay.
So that rounds out my little focus stories for the day.
Sounds good. Well, I think it's time for
going in.
Whoever goes into the core is not coming back.
The core.
Movies.
Sequels suck.
By definition alone, they're inferior films.
Full generalization, many sequels have surpassed their original.
Comics.
As you know, I'm quite keen on comic books. Especially the ones about superheroes.
Video games.
What is that?
Power Glove. I love the Power Glove. It's so bad.
Music.
Top 5 musical crimes perpetrated by Stevie Wonder in the 80s and 90s. Go.
Tech stuff.
This is the isopalladial interface which controls the main ferromantle drive unit. Don't touch that. Block the entire ferromantle drive.
What is a ferromantle drive?
Nerd! Get those nerds!
Nerd!
Nerd!
Oh. All right, it is time for the core.
Yes, and nothing quite kicks off the November December era quite like the holiday film schedule.
Right.
Yes.
What do we have coming out in the next month or two on the horizon?
Well, Harold and Kumar just recently dropped on us.
Oh, okay, okay.
On their very Harold and Kumar 3D Christmas.
Yeah, I wonder how that is. first one was funny, and then second one wasn't quite as good as the first one, but it definitely had some funny parts. So
I hope it's good. They have a pretty good cast for it, so that should be good.
Oh, okay.
Tower Heist is also came out this past weekend.
Oh, okay.
There's a number of independents. next week or this week, The Immortals.
All right. Okay, with the dude that's going to be Superman.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
It is good. All right. I'm still not sold on the Superman movie myself, but he looks the part.
Yeah. Yeah. They haven't really shown a whole lot for that Superman movie yet, so we'll see.
Like, I'm not thrilled with the costume though.
Okay.
It's not bad. It's just it's just a little too much of a unitard look.
Okay. Well,
personal quibble.
Yeah. We'll just have to wait and see.
Let's see.
Okay, so yeah, that's coming out this week. That should be, I'm sure if you're a fan of like 300 and that sort of thing, it looks like that kind of style of movie. So
yeah,
I'm sure the action will be good at least.
Yeah, it looks like it could be entertaining. Not exactly good, but entertaining. a movie called Jack and Jill. What's that one about?
It's got Adam Sandler playing both parts.
Oh.
Brother and sister.
I hold little hope for that one then. Let's see. Next week also is something.
Well, we've got things like, you know, the second Sherlock Holmes movie is coming out within this holiday season.
Yes, that would be.
Now, see, I'm curious about this one because the first one, I'm wondering if like the little unique quirks and stuff they had in the first one,
right?
If how it's going to translate into the second one, like if it's just going to be like, well, okay, we saw, you know, how he like, I'm going to hit him in the rib and then in this and then in that and that and that,
right.
Like, it was cool and great, but we've seen those already. So it's like, if I'm curious if in the sequel, how they're going to handle a lot of those things, if it's just going to be kind of like, all right, he's doing that again. Like,
yeah.
I mean, it's cool, but
it's seen it.
Yeah. It's just, it's the type of thing that it's, I don't know. It could get overplayed, but we'll see how they handle it.
It could be like it's like the Matrix movies. Like the first one was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And then the other two are just like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, also in that Star Trek, or not Star Trek, Sherlock Holmes, the game with S's, the bowl of S's. Yeah. Sherlock Holmes.
Data like to play Sherlock Holmes. There you go.
That's true.
Connection.
See, that's what I was trying to get to. It was a 6 degrees of Data, Bacon, Star Trek. But anyway, okay, there's an actress. Her name is Spacen, but she played Lisbeth in The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, the Swedish versions.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent actress. She's going to be in the Sherlock Holmes, so I'm definitely looking forward to that. And relating with The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, the English version is coming out this holiday also.
That's right, yeah.
So Daniel Craig and Rooney Mara, I think her name is. The trailers look pretty sweet, so I've seen all three of the Swedish movies. I never read any of the books, but I hear the books were really good. But yeah, so I'm looking forward to those two, and then are you looking forward to Breaking Dawn Part 1?
Sure.
I knew you were a secret Twilight fan.
No. No, 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 no.
Yes, 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 yes. I knew. Which are you, a team vampire dude or team no shirt guy?
I'm a team boycott this movie.
Oh, come on. You know you love the Twilight movies.
Ugh.
You love them.
No.
You got a shrine of those next to the shrine of Rihanna or whatever in your closet.
No. I do not. I do not own any of these things.
You do. I know it.
I am kind of curious about the Arthur Christmas movie, only because mostly because it's an Aardman production, and I've been a big fan of their work ever since Wallace and Gromit.
Oh, okay. I think I did see a trailer for that one.
Mm-hmm. It looks really silly, but it looks like it'd be kind of fun.
Yeah, yeah. You know, if it's got that kind of similar humor, I'm sure it'll be good for, you know, fans cool. of that.
I'm not sure what to make of Happy Feet 2, though. It's like, I see the previews, I'm like,
yeah, that's...
that movie even make enough money to require a sequel?
Yeah, it's just, I don't know if require is the right word.
But to warrant a sequel?
Yeah, that is the kind of weird thing. Of all the sort of movies in that vein, I just never would, if someone had told me, oh, yeah, they're making a Happy Feet 2, like,
Really? It's like, what are you going to do for a sequel? Like,
yeah, it didn't really scream sequel, but I guess.
The Muppets movie's coming out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm like, I hope it's good, but I'm going to be like really disappointed if it's not. It's like, it's been so long since there's been like new Muppet stuff, you know? And it's like, it could be really good or they could completely... ruin it, but I don't know.
Well, if it doesn't float your boat, you can always you can always soothe your soul with a little bit of Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Yes! Shipwreck. Yes! I love Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Because they've now made three of these movies.
Yes! Make five or six. I love them. Make more. Make them every year. Every year a new Alvin and the Chipmunks. Yeah!
Although I am curious about the Adventures of Tintin. That one looks like it'll be fun.
Oh, yeah. Is that coming out this...
Yeah, December 21st.
Oh, okay. And that's like Steven Spielberg and Peter Jackson producing, right? Executive producers producing credits, something like that. If memory serves, I believe that.
That
was the case.
It's going to be an interesting weekend because it's coming out at the same weekend as Ghost Protocol, Mission Impossible 4.
Oh, yeah, the Mission Impossible. Oh, and you know what?
Hmm.
You know what's tied with the IMAX version of that? And I heard just the IMAX. 6-minute prologue for Dark Knight Rising.
Oh.
Or Rises or whatever the heck the third Batman movie is.
Hmm. That could be interesting. That should be interesting.
Yeah, yeah, because they did something similar with the second one with the Dark Knight. They showed like the opening bank heist part and with the IMAX because they shot that part in IMAX.
Okay.
I'm guessing they shot another chunk with IMAX cameras. They'll show. So
that's cool. Yeah. Spielberg is credited as being the director.
Oh, okay.
But I do know that, brain just dumped his name. Dude, Peter Jackson is in the production crew. He's producer, I think.
Cool. All right. Well, thank you for
listening. For,
thank you for being you, Caleb.
Thank you for being you, Joe.
Aw, thanks. And thank you, people out there in the world, listeners. Thanks for sticking around and tuning in. And again, go check out our website, robotsattack.me.
Exactly.
And, you can email us at robotsattackshow@gmail.com and
find us on Twitter, robotsattackme.
And again on the Facebook,
Robots Attack.
Robots Attack, like us on there, leave us a comment, shoot us an email. Let us know what you think of the show, what you like, what you didn't like, all that jazz.
What you'd like more of.
Yeah. We're here to entertain you. And, you know, have a good time doing it. So
exactly.
Again, we are Robots Attack, and
we'll see you all next week.
We'll see you next time.
Raccoon. Veronica. Mixto.